In this final week, I just wanted to say again that I'm using a Lectio Divina-style reflection and tying these questions back to matters of our health and well-being, physically, mentally, spiritually. And some of the questions come from Jesus as he's entering into his passion. And my intention is not to take away from the heaviness of what Christ endured and what he was asking of his Father and those around him during that time. So this week, as always, bring an open mind and heart to the questions. And of course, in the end, it's between you and Jesus to sort out the answers. But quite fitting that in this final Holy Week, that many of these questions come from the book of John prior to Christ's passion. Question 21. Stress, trouble, tension, tragedy, despair. None of us are getting out of this life without these. And most of us never learn healthy ways to cope with them. And we form habits based on circumstances and stories, some good, some harmful. Christ should be our first coping mechanism. There is scientific evidence for so many wonderful coping mechanisms. And they are very important and very, very good solutions. But truly turning to Christ first should be our priority mechanism. And just as we will see him turn to his Father to cope with his own destiny. If you face a physical health challenge or you struggle with your mindset around yourself and your health, I invite you to rest in this passage. So often there's a greater purpose to the pain that we can't always know, but we can always grow from it. Now I leave you with Christ's question from John chapter 12, verse 27. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. For this purpose, I have come to this hour. Again, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. For this purpose, I have come to this hour.